Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have an amazing story about the letters of Tanya. Now, as you may or may not know, Tanya is the source book of Chabad Chassidus. It was written by the first Chabad Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe Shneur Zalman of Liadi, and that was approximately 1799. And from the Tanya, all ideas in Chabad Chassidus are drawn out. Now, this is a story about a Baal Tshuva, somebody who was not frum as a child. Family was not frum. They didn't keep many of the mitzvahs. His name is Rabbi Fishel Jacobs. Today, he's a highly respected Rav in Eretz Yisrael. So he came a long way. When he was about 16, he put on tefillin for the first time in his life. He was at the Kosel, and perhaps somebody asked him, or perhaps he saw people putting on tefillin at the tefillin booth, and he asked them. But that was his first time. One time, a few years later, he happened to be visiting the Chabad headquarters, 770 Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn, New York, and he met Rabbi Moshe Naparstek, Aleva Shalom. He was a very well-known mashpia, very well-known mentor at Kfar Chabad, the village in Eretz Yisrael, Chabad village in Eretz Yisrael. And Fishel became very close with Rabbi Naparstek. And Rabbi Naparstek and he kept in touch. Later, when Fishel was in Eretz Yisrael, he went to visit Rabbi Naparstek. And Rabbi Naparstek recommended that he should enter the yeshiva where he was a mashpia, where he was a mentor. So Fishel went to the yeshiva. The first time he went, he was amazed. It just seemed like such a holy place. He opened the holy books, but of course he couldn't understand anything. He hardly knew any Hebrew. Aramaic, for sure he didn't know, which is what the Gemara is written in. And the ideas of Torah mitzvahs, he didn't know very well either, hardly. He knew basically English, but he decided, I'm going to be a champion of Torah learning. Now, he knew what a champion was because Fishel had been a highly successful athlete in one of the martial arts. Martial arts is like karate, taekwondo. I'm not sure which one he did, but he had accomplished a lot. He was a champion athlete as a young man, teenager, young man in the 20s, I'm not sure exactly what age he came to yeshiva. But he thought, well, I became a champion in martial arts, I can become a champion in Torah learning also. But after months in the yeshiva, about 6 months, he was really not very successful. As he tells the story himself, he didn't really understand Hebrew. He didn't really understand a lot of the ideas. And he was not really having much success at all. Rabbi Naparstek called him over one day to his desk and asked him how things were going. And Fishel told him, I'm not doing very well. I'm not really succeeding. Rabbi Naparstek said, have you begun to learn Tanya by heart? No, said Fishel. Didn't really know what was so special about learning Tanya by heart. Rabbi Naparstek said, when you learn the letters of Tanya by heart, these holy letters, if you learn them well and you really engrave them in your heart and in your mind, they will have a very powerful and positive effect on you. Where do I start? Said Fishel. With the first line on the title page where it says, Likutei Amorim, collection of sayings. Truth is, it says Sefer Likutei Amorim, but he told him to start with Likutei Amorim. Okay. Fishel took a Tanya. He sat on a chair near the window, and he began to concentrate on the first letter of Tanya, Lamed. But not just the first letter, the top part of the letter. Why did he do that? Because he knew from his experience in martial arts that in order to become an expert on any part of the movements of martial arts, one has to go little by little and focus exclusively on first part and really master that. Then the second part of the movement, master that. The third part and so forth. And therefore, instead of trying to memorize the entire Lamed, he just tried to work on the top part. Because he wasn't just memorizing it, he was trying to engrave it into his mind and into his heart, as Rabbi Naparstek said. And he sat for about 3 hours looking at that top half of the Lamed and working on it and trying to engrave it into his mind and into his heart. Now, I don't know if you should try this at home. I've never heard of anybody else doing it this way, but I guess speak to your rabbi and see if your rabbi approves of this idea. But anyway, that's what he did. 3 hours on the top part of the Lamed. The next day, he worked 3 hours on the bottom part of the Lamed. And when he felt that the Lamed was really living inside of him, only then did he move on to the next letter, which was Kuf. And he did it the same way, letter by letter by letter, until he had memorized the entire first chapter. How long did it take? 4 months. First chapter is about 2 pages, a little bit less than 2 pages. And the pages are not that long. There's not that much of the pages. Not like an entire page of the Talmud, which has Rashi and Tosfos and other Mefarshim. Sometimes, depending on the edition you have, Tanya does not have that much on every page. But it took him 4 months. And when he had memorized it, and not just memorized it, but truly engraved it as far as he could understand what the word meant on his heart, then he went to Rabbi Naparstek. He said, I have learned it Baal Peh, by heart. Rabbi Naparstek tested him, and sure enough, he knew it perfectly. Okay, time for the next chapter. The next chapter also took months to memorize. And so he went chapter by chapter. Once he began to succeed, then he began to succeed in a big way. And he used the same method of engraving the letters of Torah, memorizing, engraving. And in this way, test by test, year by year, he became very, very learned. He became, as I mentioned at the beginning, a highly respected Rav. He wrote many Sfarim, and 50 years later, when he looked back, he realized that the Tanya had really saved his life, because he was not succeeding in his studies, and he wasn't really encouraged about his life. But the Tanya turned all that around, and specifically not just learning Tanya, but engraving the letters of Tanya in his heart and in his mind. And so this is the great, great power of Tanya. Although it's a sefer, but it has a special quality. As the Alter Rebbe said, he wrote this book in order that people should be able to learn with him as if he was with them personally. And this is in fact how the Rebbe Reshab, the fifth Chabad Rebbe, Shalom Ber, describes Tanya, that when we learn Tanya, it's like having a conversation with the Alter Rebbe. What does this have to do with Mashiach? Because our tradition tells us that with the Tanya, we will greet Mashiach. Because Tanya opens up the world of the Panimius of Torah, the inner part of the Torah, the godly essence of Torah. And this is why, by learning Tanya, learning Chassidus in general, we bring godliness into the world. Of course, with Torah mitzvahs in general, we do as well. But in a more revealed way, through the study of the inner essence of the Torah. And in this way, may we bring Mashiach immediately, and especially as we are still involved in a very challenging war in Eretz Yisrael, and every single one of us must look at themselves as if they were called up to the reserves, as if they got a call and they were assigned to a certain post, and our post may be in Cincinnati, or maybe in New York, or Chicago, or Argentina, or who knows where, but wherever we are, to realize that we're in a war for the survival of the Jewish people, and our weapons are Torah and mitzvahs. and to try as hard as we can to learn and to do the mitzvahs and to daven and to teach other people through Avos Yisrael about all of this and to inspire ourselves and one another. And our learning of Torah mitzvahs helps the soldiers and helps the people who have been injured and even helps in the neshamas of those who have unfortunately been killed. And this way we do our part in this war. It's very important, especially children have a very special power because their breath is pure. And I want to really encourage everybody to do their part and more than their part in order that we should achieve a quick and complete victory and bring the Geula immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. If you would like to dedicate a story, you can contact us by email, jewisheducate@gmail.com. All the best. Have a wonderful day.